Hey everyone, and welcome back. You know how much we love digging into the nitty-gritty of personal finance, and today's deep dive is no exception.
And it's a topic many listeners have requested, the additional Medicare tax.
It definitely has its quirks. I was actually a bit surprised when I first learned about it myself, especially that bit about how employers start withholding as soon as you hit that $200,000 income mark. No waiting around to see your total income for the year or anything.
It's definitely one of those tax details that can easily trip people up.
Absolutely. So, to make sure we're all on the same page, let's start with the basics. What exactly is this additional Medicare tax?
So it's essentially an extra tax, 0.9% on earned income, and it kicks in once you earn above a certain amount.
Okay, so it's like a bonus round of Medicare taxes, but why do we even have it? Isn't the regular Medicare tax enough?
Well, think about it this way. We have a growing population, right? And people are living longer.
True, true.
So that means more demand for Medicare, which, as you know, covers those essential medical expenses, like hospital stays.
Yeah.
And those costs, they just keep going up.
Yeah, no kidding. Healthcare costs are no joke these days.
Exactly. So this additional tax is intended to help make sure Medicare has enough funding to keep up.
Got it. So it's like we're all chipping in a little extra, especially those of us who are fortunate enough to have higher incomes.
You got it.
Okay, so we've got the regular Medicare tax, 1.45% for both employees and employers,
Right.
and then this additional Medicare tax of 0.9% on top of that for those who hit a certain income level. But those income levels, those are different for everyone, right?
Exactly. Your filing status plays a big role here.
Like single filers versus married filing jointly, that sort of thing.
Exactly. So if you're single and your income goes over $200,000, that's when this additional tax kicks in. If you're married and filing jointly, you have a bit more wiggle room. That threshold is $250,000.
And to be clear, we're talking about income earned above those limits, right? So for our single filers out there, if you earn $250,000, that extra $50,000 is what's getting hit with the additional Medicare tax.
Exactly.
And for our listeners who are self-employed, they're on the hook for both the employer and employee portions of these Medicare taxes, right?
That's right. Being your own boss has its perks, but also some additional responsibilities when it comes to taxes.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've covered who's subject to this tax, but what about when and how it's actually collected?
Well, that's where employers come in. Your employer is responsible for withholding the additional Medicare tax from your paycheck.
Okay, so it's not something we have to calculate and pay on our own.
Not directly, no.
Yeah.
But there are some things you need to be aware of, especially if you have multiple jobs or if your income fluctuates throughout the year.
Okay, so let's break that down. What do our listeners need to know about employer withholding when it comes to this tax?
Here's the thing. Your employer is required to start withholding the additional Medicare tax as soon as your wages cross that $200,000 mark within the year.
Hold on, so they base it on your earnings at that specific job, not your overall income from all sources.
You got it. And here's where it can get tricky. Even if you're married and filing jointly and your combined income with your spouse is below that $250,000 threshold.
They still withhold it. So you could potentially end up overpaying throughout the year if you're married, filing jointly, even if your total household income is below the limit.
It's possible. And if you have multiple jobs, it can get even more, well, interesting.
Because each employer would be withholding based on your earnings from that specific job without considering what you're making elsewhere.
Exactly. And that's where things can get a bit complicated.
Okay, so this is a good time to remind our listeners about the importance of that good old form W-4, right?
Absolutely. That W-4 is your friend, especially if you think you might be in a situation where too much is being withheld.
And it's always better to be proactive and adjust that W-4 throughout the year than to get hit with a surprise at tax time.
Couldn't agree more. Being informed and taking control of your tax situation is key.
Absolutely. Now, we promised to dive deep, and there are a few more scenarios we need to unpack. Our listeners sent in some really interesting questions about the additional Medicare tax, and honestly, some of these scenarios never even crossed my mind. For instance, if you're someone who receives tips as part of your income, do those tips count towards that $200,000 threshold?
They absolutely do.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It can be easy to forget about those when we're thinking about our overall earnings, but the IRS, they see those tips as earned income.
Oh, so it's all fair game.
All fair game for this tax. Now, here's another curveball. What if, by some chance, an employer accidentally withholds too much additional Medicare tax? Can they just issue a refund directly to the employee?
You would think so, right? Just refund it.
It seems logical, right?
Yeah.
You'd think it would be that easy. But alas, The tax code loves its complexities. In most cases, the employee would actually need to claim that overpayment when they file their tax return.
So, moral of the story, always double-check those pay stubs and keep those records organized. Speaking of unexpected scenarios, we got a question from a listener who's been through a bit of a work roller coaster this year. Started a new job, got a big bonus, and then, plot twist, had to repay a chunk of that bonus due to an accounting error. How does something like that impact your additional Medicare tax liability?
Well, what's fascinating here is that the additional Medicare tax is calculated based on your wages for the year, regardless of whether you end up having to pay some of it back later. However, if an employee ends up repaying wages that pushed them over the threshold in the first place, they can actually file an amended tax return to claim a refund for any additional Medicare tax they overpaid.
Oh, okay. So there is some recourse.
There's hope for our listener.
It might take a bit of paperwork, but
a little extra effort, but
they could potentially recoup some of those overpaid taxes.
Precisely. It highlights how crucial it is to stay informed and, in situations like this, consider reaching out to a tax professional for guidance. They can help navigate those nuances and ensure you're not leaving any money on the table.
That's great advice. Now, let's switch gears for a moment and talk about something that might seem a world away from tax forms and withholdings, but trust me, it's all connected to your long-term financial planning. Thinking about your long-term financial goals, it seems like understanding something like the additional Medicare tax is pretty crucial, especially for those of us who are, you know, working our way up and aiming for those higher income brackets.
Absolutely. It's not just about what's happening with your money right now. It's about understanding how this tax could affect your finances down the road.
Exactly. So as we wrap up our deep dive today, should we do a quick recap for our listeners? Make sure everyone's got the key takeaways.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, so we started by defining the additional Medicare tax, right? It's that extra tax that helps make sure Medicare Part A can keep up with all those rising healthcare costs we're always talking about, especially with more and more people entering retirement.
Right. And remember, it's specifically designed to impact higher earners.
The folks who cross those income thresholds we discussed?
Yep, exactly. And those thresholds are tied to your filing status. So yeah. Single filers, married filing jointly, all that good stuff.
Right. If you're not sure which category you fall into, no worries. We've got you covered. Just scroll back through those show notes.
We packed them full of detail.
We sure did. We also talked about how important it is to be proactive. Talk to your employer, especially if you're juggling multiple jobs or expecting some big changes in your income.
Bonuses, commissions, all of that.
Right. Those can all impact whether you end up owing additional taxes. And adjusting that W-4 throughout the year can be a lifesaver.
Absolutely. It's always better to be prepared than scrambling at the last minute.
No one wants to deal with tax surprises. So, to wrap things up on a thought-provoking note, we've talked about how this tax works right now, but what about the future? What are your thoughts on whether this tax might change in the coming years with healthcare costs continuing to rise? It seems like something that might have to be addressed eventually.
It's a great question. And yeah, it's definitely something to keep an eye on. We might see those income thresholds adjusted or maybe even changes to the tax rate itself.
Right. I mean, it makes sense. It's all about finding that balance, making sure Medicare is funded, but also, of course, considering what makes sense for taxpayers.
It's a complex issue for sure.
Well said. It's a good reminder that things are always evolving, especially in the world of personal finance. Being adaptable and staying informed is so important.
Couldn't agree more.
On that note, we'll leave you to ponder all of that. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. Until next time, happy learning.